大家好。
Good morning, everybody.
Grace to everyone.
祝大家平安。
Okay, we returned from Hong Kong about 2 months ago. After I have taught there for 2 years.
我在香港教书两年以后，大概是两个月以前回到这里。
And in the 2 years while we were in Hong Kong, the Lord has been very good to our family.
在我们在香港的两年，神厚厚的恩待我们这个家。
Now in Psalm 118. In Psalm 118, it says that, yeah, I will not die but live and tell of the works of the Lord.
诗篇118篇17节这样说，我必不致死，乃要存活，并要传扬耶和华的作为。
So today I'm going to tell you the good works of the Lord.
今天我就想跟大家分享神在我们家里所做的美好的事。
And I'm going to talk about the grace of God.
我要跟大家分享神的恩典。
In Jeremiah 22:6, okay. Yeah, in Jeremiah 22:6, it is said that in his days Judah shall be safe and Israel shall dwell safely, and this is his name by which he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness.
在耶利米书二十三章六节这样说，在他的日子犹大必得救，以色列也安然居住，他的名必称为耶和华我们的义。
So in other words, we are righteous not because of our work, but because the Lord is righteous.
就是说我们可以被称为义，并不是因为我们做了什么，而是因为我们所信的神是义的。
What is interesting here is that the righteousness is not only a condition, it is also a person, and that person is Jesus Christ.
有意思就是说义呢并不是一种状态，而且他在这里在讲一个人，这个人就是耶稣。
Now in 2 Corinthians it says that God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
哥林多后书五章二十一节说，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪的，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Now our daughter Victoria passed away 2.5 years ago.
我们的女儿 Victoria 她过世已经两年半了。
And soon after her passing, God opened the door to Hong Kong for me to teach at Ning Nan University.
她过世没多久，神就为我在香港李南大学教书开了路。
And about half a year after she passed away, my family, my wife, my daughters, Hannah and me, left Ithaca and went to Hong Kong.
她去世半年以后，我的太太 Sarah, 还有女儿 Hannah, 还有我们就去了香港。
And although we left Ithaca, but the feeling of grief still cling to us.
虽然我们离开了伊萨卡，但是我们伤痛的心情始终都是围绕在我们心里。
My wife and I always thought about, you know, there are many things we could have done or shouldn't do that might change things.
我的太太和我经常在想，有什么事情是我们可以做的，这样就是可以避免这个悲剧的发生。
Now we attended a Friday night fellowship in Hong Kong.
在香港，我们参加星期五的一个团契。
And we met a woman named Kitty, whom we have never seen before.
我们在那里遇到一个叫 Kitty 的女人，我们从来没有见过的。
And we never mentioned Victoria to her.
我们也从来向她没有提过 Victoria 的事。
But she kept following us and keep saying with her fingers, you know, pointing at us.
但是他就一直跟我跟着我们，而且一直用手指着我们说。
She said there is no condemnation in Christ.
他说在神里面没有咒诅。
You need to claim every day that you're the righteousness of God.
你应该宣称说，在神里面已经称为义了。
God has for us grace upon grace.
神赐给我们恩上加恩。
Glory to glory, victory to victory.
他赐给我们荣上加荣，而且胜了又胜。
So one day, I was watching a Christian show online.
有一天晚上呢，我在看一个关于基督教的一个节目。
It was on like a public Wi-Fi at school.
是像在学校里的一个公众的一个节目。
Then I remember there's an IT policy regarding watching stream video on Wi-Fi.
后来我就突然想到，是不是有一个在有一个 IT 上的一个限制，说在网上看这样的节目。
So I begin to feel troubled by this feeling of guilt, and maybe I shouldn't watch this.
突然我就觉得很有点内疚，觉得不应该看这样子的，在网上看这样节目。
So I try to fight this thought by claiming that I'm the righteousness of God.
我就一直在宣称说我在神里面已经称义了，我要把这个念头赶走。
And then immediately afterward, I saw a paper in front of me, which I wrote a while ago.
突然呢，我就看在我面前有一张纸，我在不久以前写下来的东西。
And there were the words, "I'm the righteousness of God."
他写着说我在神里面已经称义了。
Yes, I am the righteousness of God.
是的，我们在神里面已经称义了。
Wow, the Holy Spirit really convicts God's children of their righteousness.
圣灵就提醒我们说，我们在神里面就是称义的儿女。
God convict those people who do not believe in Him of their sins.
神来到世上就是要叫世人畏罪
，because they need
来责备自己
，because they need to be reminded of their sins, so they need to turn to Jesus.
他们要提醒，让他们知道他们所犯的罪，这样子他们才会归向耶稣。
But for those who already have Jesus, they need to be reminded that they are righteous, so that they should live a righteous life.
但是那些接受耶稣基督的，他也要圣灵提醒他们说，他们已经接受了耶稣基督，已经在神里称义了。
If a person thinks he's an animal, he would act like an animal.
如果一个人觉得他自己是个动物的话，那他的行为也就像动物一样。
If a person thinks he is a dirt, then he'll get involved with dirty things.
如果一个人他觉得自己一文不值的话，那他可能也会做很多不好的事情。
But if a person is reminded that they're righteous, then they will live a more righteous life.
但是如果一个基督徒圣灵提醒他已经提醒他，他就可以在耶稣基督里称义了，这样子他就会过一个义的生活。
In Titus chapter 2.It says that for the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passion and to live self-controlled, upright and godly lives in this present age.
提多书二章十一节到十四节这样说，因为神就众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的行欲，在今世自守公义敬虔度日。
Now this is the difference between law and grace.
在律法和恩典之间是有区别的。
Law teach us what is ungodliness.
律法呢，告诉我们说什么是不敬虔的。
But grace teach us to say no to ungodliness.
但是恩典可以告诉我们说对不敬虔说不。
The law motivates us by fear.
律法呢，用恐吓来激励我们。
But grace motivates us by love.
但是恩典它借着爱来激励我们。
So grace may be even a more powerful motivator for us to do better.
所以恩典呢，更能激励我们做讨神喜悦的事。
In Romans, it says, "But when sin increased, grace increased all the more."
罗马书五章二十节说，律法本是外天的，叫过犯显多，只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。
Now this past summer, Sarah and I went from Hong Kong to Ningdu in China to visit her relatives.
这个过去的夏天呢，我和 Sarah 从香港到中国的宁都呢去看Sarah 的亲戚。
Now in Ningdu, there are five uncles who live there.
他有五个叔叔在宁都住。
But the relationship between these five brothers were very bad.
但是这个五个弟兄之间的关系很不好。
All the other uncles don't want to have anything to do with the first uncle.
这个大哥哥呢，其他的弟弟都不愿跟大哥哥交往。
The first uncle, they have not seen the first uncle for many years, even though they live in the same community.
虽然他们住在同一个城里面，但是他的弟弟们呢，从来没有去看过这个大哥哥。
Now, according to the other uncles, the first uncle has exploited them many times in the past.
Sarah 的其他的叔叔就说，这个大叔叔呢，已经利用他们很多次。
Now, recently, the first uncle had a stroke, so his speech has become very slow.
最近呢，他的这个大叔叔呢，他得了脑血栓，然后他说话就很缓慢了。
And his wife, also get a stroke soon afterward, and now she's in a wheelchair.
后来他的这个大叔叔太太呢，也得了血栓呢，他不得不坐在轮椅里。
So Sarah and I went to visit the first uncle and his wife.
所以呢，Sarah 和我呢就去看 Sarah 的这个大叔叔和他的太太。
And then they invited us to dinner because of the next day because their son is coming back from a business trip next day.
后来他们也邀请我们，因为他们的儿子出差回来，就邀请我们一起去吃晚饭。
So next day we went to dinner and met them, and none of the other uncles came.
第二天呢，我们就去吃晚饭，发现呢其他的叔叔都没有来。
Now the first uncle.Have a son and one son and one daughter, and they both came.
这个大叔他有一个儿子和女儿，他们都来了。
And they both married, and they were very, very friendly to us.
他们都已经结婚了，对我们都非常好。
Okay. Now after dinner in the restaurant, I returned to the third uncle's apartment to sleep.
吃完晚饭以后呢，然后我们就到三叔叔家去睡觉。
It was very late.But I found the third uncle sitting on the sofa complaining about the first brother again.
回去的时候已经很晚了，但是呢，我们看见这个三叔叔竟然还坐在沙发上，然后还抱怨大叔叔的不好。
Somehow his complaint just made me want to visit the first uncle again.
不知道为什么这个三叔叔的抱怨呢，让我觉得应该再去看一下这个大叔叔。
I wanted him to accept Jesus.
我想让他。可以接受耶稣。
But there's a problem.
但是就是有一个问题。
Because we are supposed to leave Ningdu tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
本来我们已经预定好明天九点钟就要离开宁都了。
So Sarah and I pray that if it's God's will that we talk to him, then wake both of us up early.
所以我和 Sarah 就祷告，就说如果真的是神让我们去的话呢，就让我们明天可以早早的醒来。
And surprisingly, we both woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning, fresh.
非常意外的是呢，三亚和我都第二天早早就起来了，而且非常有精神。
So early in the morning, we called the first uncle's brother, to pick us up.
所以呢，一大早呢，我们就跟大叔叔的儿子打电话。
And when we arrived, we met the first uncle's daughter.Reaching the front door at the same time.
当我们到的时候呢，看见大叔叔的女儿，她也刚要进家门。
And so we ask her, are you coming to visit your parents?
所以我们就问她，是你又来看你的父母吗？
And she said, well, for some reason, I just have this feeling you're going to come to visit them, so that's why I come too.
不知道为什么，我觉得你们要来看我的父母，所以我也就来了。
So we all enter into the house together.
所以我们就一起进到家里。
And the first uncle, his wife, their son, their daughter all sit together in the living room.
这个大叔叔和他太太、儿子，还有他们的儿子、女儿，他们都坐在一起在客厅里。
So we told them about Jesus, about the grace of God.
我们就向他们讲耶稣的事，讲耶稣的恩典。
And we asked the first uncle's wife, have you ever done wrong in your life?
然后我们就问大叔太太说，你在你的生活里面有没有做过什么不好的事情？
And she admitted that she has sinned.
她承认自己犯过罪。
And so we asked, whether you want to receive Jesus and receive the peace that he can give to you?
所以我们就问他们，你们要不要接受耶稣？要不要接受耶稣要赐给你们的平安呢？
Even though the question was directed at the first uncle's wife,And first uncle, but the daughter is the first one to say, 我要。
所以我们是问这个大叔叔和这个大叔叔太太，但是没想到呢，他们的女儿反而说我要。
Her determination touched her parents.
就因为她的决心呢，感染了她的父母。
And we prayed together with the entire family to accept Jesus.
我们就为这个整个的家庭，他们接受耶稣祷告。
In Romans chapter 12, okay. It says that by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to.
罗马书十二章三节说，我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道。
Now, the other uncles are nice people, but they don't have much interest in the gospel.
其他的叔叔呢，他们可能是很好的人，但是呢，他们对福音没有兴趣。
And they are probably more righteous than the first uncle.
也许他们是比这个大叔叔更加的正直。
But I noticed that God gave the first uncle more grace.
但是我却知道神给这个大叔叔更多的恩典。
The relationship between the brothers is so similar to some of our relationships.
这个几个叔叔之间的关系也就像我们和众人之间的关系一样。
Yeah, we tend to compare.Who is more right? Who is more wrong?
很多时候我们就会比较谁做的更好，谁做错。
Yeah, but mercy triumphs over judgment.
但是我们知道怜悯可以胜过审判。
See, if no one has wronged us, then there is no need for grace.
如果别人没有得罪我们的话呢，那我们也不需要恩典。
Yeah, you only have the opportunity to give grace when someone wrongs you.
当只有别人得罪你的时候呢，你才能给别人恩典。
So when sin abounds, grace abounds even more.
所以罪在哪显多，恩典就更显多。
So if our wives are more wrong than us, then give her more grace.
如果我们的太太呢，让我们觉得更不好的话呢，那我们就要给他们更多的恩典。
If our children are more wrong, then give our children more grace.
如果我们的孩子们不是很乖听话的话呢，我们也要给他们更多的恩典。
If our brothers and sisters are more wrong, then give them more grace.
如果我们的弟兄姐妹有不好的地方呢，那我们也要给他们更多的恩典。
In Hebrew chapter 4,It talks about the throne of grace.
在希伯来书第四章在讲神的恩典。
It says that let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
四章十六节这样说，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到神的施恩宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
You see, we cannot give to other people what we do not have.
我们知道我们没有的我们不可以给别人。
We need to be filled with grace before we can give grace to others.
只有我们有被恩典充满的时候，我们才可以把恩典给别人。
We also need grace to overcome our own struggles
我们也需要恩典呢，来让我们可以面对我们生活里面的挑战。
So we need to come to the throne of grace for ourselves and for other people.
所以我们也就要来到神的施恩宝座前，不仅为我们自己，也为别人。
So here's the good news. Even if we've done wrong, we should not feel unworthy to come to the throne of grace.
啊，这就是好消息。虽然我们很不配，我们做了不好的事情。但是我们还是可以来到神的施恩宝座前。
This is not the throne of judgment.
这不是审判的宝座。
This is the throne of forgiveness and grace.
这是怜悯和施恩的宝座。
And when we are covered by the blood of Jesus, we are the righteousness of God.
当我们被神的宝血所遮盖的时候，我们就已经在神里称义了。
We can come to the throne with confidence.
我们就可以坦然无惧地来到神的施恩宝座前。
Not confident in our own righteousness, but confident in Jesus, our righteousness.
并不是因为我们自己有什么，而是因为耶稣基督是义的。
Last summer, the church we went to in Hong Kong have a baptism. So we asked Joshua and Hannah to consider baptism, and praise God, they both agreed.
去年夏天呢，我们在的那个教会有一个施洗，然后我们就问 Hannah 和 Joshua 他们要不要接受施洗，他们都同意了，感谢神。
And when they were being baptized, they called Sarah and I into the water and joined them.
当他们在受洗的时候呢，这个牧师也让我和 Sarah 进到水里面，跟他们在一起。
This was not in the program.
这是没不是预先设定好的。
So we enter the water with our regular clothes.
所以我们就穿着我们当时礼拜的衣服就下去了。
But Sarah and I were very happy.
但是 Sarah 和我都非常的高兴。
And now it's Hannah's turn.
就是 Hannah 在受洗。
And I was given the honor to pray for my children.
也我非常荣幸为我的孩子可以为我的孩子祷告。
That was probably Sarah's happiest day for a long time.
这张照片我们看到 Sarah 她真的是非常的喜乐，这也是她长久以来真是好久没有的喜乐了。
Yeah, it was God's grace that we can join our children.In the water baptism,
是神的恩典让我们可以跟我们的孩子一起来跟他们一起受洗。
In John chapter 11:25, Jesus said to her, "I'm the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live."
约翰福音十一章二十五节说。耶稣对他说复活在我生命也在我信我的人虽然死了也必复活
Do you believe in heaven?
你们相信天堂吗
There is probably nothing that can be said or done to comfort the parents other than the hope of seeing their child in heaven someday
对一个失去孩子的父母来说，没有任何事情或者话语可以安慰这样的父母。除非他们知道有一天他们要见到他们的孩子。
Now after 8 months, Victoria passed away.
在 Victoria 过世八个月以后。
It was the morning of December 2011.
是一个2011年12月份的一个早晨。
It was 7 o'clock in the morning.
是早晨七点钟。
I had already been awake for a long time.
我一直好久没有在，一直没有睡着。
So I had this feeling to get up and pray.
所以我就觉得我要起来，然后要祷告。
Now I don't remember what I prayed, but perhaps I asked God to comfort us.
我也想记不太清楚我当时在为什么祷告可能是我要求神来安慰我
And after praying I returned to bed and dozed off
祷告完了以后呢我又重新回到床上然后就迷迷糊糊的睡着了
And that's when I had a dream
这时候呢我就做了一个梦
In this dream I was sitting in a movie theater
在这个梦里呢我好像是坐在一个剧院的一个地方
I was watching a color movie.
我在看一个有色的电影，看一个电影。
The movie began by showing a beautiful mountain and some beautiful houses.
这个电影呢，开始呢就是展现出非常漂亮的山，还有很多漂亮的房子。
And the music was happy and exciting.
这音乐呢也特别的快乐，而且很有热情。
For some reason, Jerusalem came to my mind.
不知道为什么呢，耶路撒冷就进入到我的心里。
The sky was bright and blue, and the grass was fresh green.
天呢是那么的亮又蓝，而且草是绿油油的。
Then I saw a bright light moving across the top of the mountain.
突然呢，我就看到一个非常亮的光呢，从山顶上走过。
And then the camera moved quickly to catch up to that light.
后来那个摄像镜头呢，就是要抓住这个光。
And then at a closer view, I saw that the light is actually a bright white cloth with a baby wrapping inside.
原来这个仔细看呢，这个光呢就是从一个包着一个婴孩的一个白色的布里面发出来的。
And that bright white cloth was tied to the back of a girl running barefoot on a mountain.
这个发光的包着孩子的白布呢，是背在一个在快跑的一个女孩的背后。
And that girl was Victoria running with her long, powerful legs.
这个女孩就是 Victoria， 她就是在非常有力的在跑。
Now then the movie went to slow motion。
这时候呢，这个电影呢就变成了慢动作。
So I can see each stride very clearly and gracefully。
我就可以看到她每一个非常优美的步伐。
And after that, it went back to normal motion。
后来呢，就变成了正常的速度。
And then she continued running until she disappeared from the screen。
他就一直在跑，一直他跑出视线以外。
My dream ended at that point.
我的梦呢就停在那儿了。
Now I think that place could very well be heaven.
我觉得那个地方真的是就是天堂。
And the reason is because I learned that all babies go to heaven.
原因呢就是我知道所有的婴儿呢，他们就会去天堂。
Because they have not reached their age of accountability.
因为他们的年纪太小，他们不能为他们的负什么责任。
You know, while on earth, Victoria had dedicated her energy to children in summer camps.
在Victoria 在世的时候，她花了很多的时间和精力呢，去参加营会的孩子们一起帮助他们。
She also volunteered at the Ithaca Pregnancy Center.
她也在 Ithaca 妊娠中心做义工。
Perhaps that baby on her back was an aborted child.
也许在她背后的那个婴孩呢，可能就是被堕胎的孩子。
Well, hallelujah, the Lord was gracious to give me a glimpse of where Victoria is.
感谢神，神让我看到窥到一点 Victoria 所在的地方。
Now, a few months after my dream, Sarah was overcome by the familiar grief again.
几个月以后呢 ，Sarah 又陷入极度的悲痛之中。
I try to comfort her by reminding her that Victoria is in heaven.
我就想想安慰她说 ，Victoria 是在天堂里。
But Sarah said that she's not sure if heaven is real.
但她说她不确定天堂是不是真的真实的。
Perhaps the dream was just a dream.
也许这个不只是一个梦而已。
And that afternoon there happens to be a lunch.Worship at Ningnan Chapel.
那天呢，刚好在岭南这个大学，他们有一个中午的一个聚会。
So Sarah and I attended that chapel service.
所以 Sarah 就和我呢，就去参加了这个中午的聚会。
And they had a speaker that day, and she was talking about that she was in a coma for 40 days.
那天的讲员呢是一个妇人呢，她曾经昏迷过40天。
And during that 40 days, she said she was in heaven.
她分享说在那40天的时候她在天堂里。
Heaven is for real.
天堂是真实的。
And then that summer, my family and my nephew Gary went to mainland China for a short-term mission trip.
那年的夏天呢，我们家还有Gary 呢，我们一起参加了一个短宣到中国大陆。
I would like to thank the church for praying for us.
非常感谢我们的教会为我们这个短宣祷告。
So in China, we met a Christian social worker named Jeff.
在那里呢，我们看到有一个基督徒的义工呢，他叫 Jeff 的一个义工。
He has very good relationship with the local government because he has done many things for the community.
Jeff 呢，跟当地政府有很好的关系，因为他为当地人做了很多的事情。
Now Jeff has one daughter, and so one day we were talking about children.
Jeff 有一个女儿，有一天呢，我们就谈论孩子的事。
So I told him about what happened to Victoria and my dream.
所以呢，我就告诉他 Victoria 的事情，而且也提到了我的那个梦。
And he did not say much at that time.
那时候他听了以后也没说什么。
And then we returned to Hong Kong, and Jeff and I no longer communicated.
后来我们就又回到香港，我跟 Jeff 呢也再也没有联系了。
And then about a month later, it was Saturday.
大概一个月以后呢，一个星期天，星期六。
Yeah. Sarah asked me if I'm still sad.
Sarah 就问我说，你还伤心吗？
And I said that, well, I can live with the thought that someday we'll see Victoria in heaven.
我说我知道 Victoria, 我将来有一天我们在天堂里会见到 Victoria, 所以我就觉得我可以这样过下去。
And Sarah said again that she's not sure if that dream is really from God.
Sarah 又说她不能确定这个梦呢是不是从神来的。
So the next day is Sunday.
第二天是星期天。
Before we go to church that morning, I checked my diary for that dream.
那天早晨去教会以前呢，我就来又看一下那天我写的日记。
I want to assure my wife that dream was real.
我想就是劝诫告诉 Sarah 说这个梦是真实的。
So I try to read the details again.
然后我就仔细的看我写下的当时写下的日记。
And I was reminded that that dream was a morning dream. It was not a night dream.
我就想起来那个梦呢是早晨做的，并不是在晚上睡觉的时候做的。
But what else can I say to her?
但是我能向她说什么呢？
SoSoon we have to leave for church, but the church is 1.5 hours away by train.
我们要赶着去教会，但教会很远，要坐火车要一个半小时。
So we spend much time debating which church should we go.
我们就在讨论要去哪个教会。
And by the time we arrive at church, the speaker already finished half the sermon.
当我们到了教会呢，已经发现这个讲员已经讲道都已经过了一大半了。
Now the church was originally a theater.
这个教会呢，最早是一个剧院。
As usual, it was packed.
人非常非常的满。
The only seats available, were those near the front.
只有空位呢，只有在前面的那排有空位。
While everyone was sitting down listening to the speaker, we walked quietly down the aisle.
当大家都在静静听讲员的时候呢，我们就静静的走到。前面去。
So the speaker saw us clearly from the stage.
所以这个讲员呢非常清楚地看到我们走过来。
I then realized that the guest speaker for that day was Jeff.
我才发现呢那天的特别的讲员呢是 Jeff.
Whom I have not contacted since we returned to Hong Kong.
我们回香港以后再也没有联系过的 Jeff.
After the sermon, everyone stood up and sang together.
信息完了以后大家都站起来唱诗。
While we were standing, I was surprised to see Jeff walk to my side.
当我在我们在唱诗的时候，我非常奇怪发现 Jeff 走到我的旁边。
Even as the sound of music and singing were all around us, Jeff's words rang very loud and clear to my ear.
虽然呢唱诗的声音非常的响亮，但是 Jeff 的声音呢让我听得非常的清楚。
And this is what Jeff said.
Jeff 这样说
After three days after you left China,
你去离开中国三天以后
I had a dream with my father who had gone home with the Lord.
我也梦见了我回天家的父亲。
Heaven and earth is only separated by a very thin veil.
天堂和地上中间只有很薄的一个帘子隔开。
And he believed that God wants him to tell me that my dream about Victoria was real.
他相信呢，神让他告诉 Joseph 说，天堂是真实的。
To me, God's grace is mercy for Victoria.
对我来说，神的恩典呢，就是对Victoria 的怜悯。
God's grace is His comfort for me and my wife.
神的恩典呢，就是对我和 Sarah 的安慰。
Grace is the goodness of God for me and for you.
神的恩典呢，就是对我和对我们每一个人的。
Do you want to receive the grace of God?
你要接受神的恩典吗？
We just need to come to the throne of grace and ask.
我们只要来到神的施恩宝座前来向神求。
And we can come boldly because we are righteous.
我们可以坦然无惧地来到神的面前。
Now for those who have not yet believed in Jesus, you could receive Jesus today too.
那些还没有接受神的耶稣基督的，你今天就可以接受耶稣基督。
If you want to, you can say 我要。
如果你想的话，你就告诉我们。
You can say it with your mouth or say in your heart.
你可以用说出来，也可以在你心里说。
And if you do mean that, after the service, you can talk to me, Pastor Xiao Hong or any other Christian brothers and sisters.
然后你就可以跟我们的牧师、长职们还有弟兄姐妹来说你要接受耶稣。
And we'd be glad to pray for you.
我们会非常高兴地为你祷告。
Okay, let us pray.
让我们来一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
We come before your throne of grace.
我们来到你的施恩宝座前。
We thank you for your grace that help us to say no to ungodliness.
我们感谢你的恩典，可以让我们对不敬虔说不。
We thank you for your grace to help us to overcome our struggles.
我们感谢你的恩典，可以帮助我们度过我们生活中各样的挑战。
Give us grace upon grace.
赐给我们真是恩上加恩。
So that we can give more grace to our wives.
这样我们就可以更多的恩待我们的太太。
More grace for our husbands.
更多的恩待我们的先生。
More grace for our children.
更多的来恩待我们的孩子。
More grace for our brothers and sisters.
来更多的恩待我们的弟兄姐妹。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.